Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So Wednesday morning, you're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Welcome back, buddy.
Buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Cold.
Yeah.
Really chilly this morning. Mm-hmm. You're in the 40s right now, high 40s, and again, that's about as high as we're going to get. A little bit drizzly, high of 52 right now, and the rain is coming this afternoon, maybe a little shower at 8 o'clock, and more rain tomorrow, and we are not even getting into the 60s again. In the foreseeable future.
Yes, it'll be June.
Yeah, maybe. Welcome back.
Hey.
Everybody missed you.
Oh, you didn't.
No, no. Right. It's what we have to tell you. Terrible time Timmy has taken your job, as has Terry Clifford. There are multiple people that people prefer in that chair over you now. You a little sleepy? You a little sleepy pie this morning?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Hey, yeah. Are you watching the live stream right now?
What?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It was just a quick trip. My niece turned 50, so we had to go fake celebrate.
What a
Your ass is old.
What a dick. All right, so I want to talk about this because anytime you go anywhere, my wife, for some reason, wants all the details about whatever it is the hell you're doing.
What's going on in Melbourne, Florida?
So you left on Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay, so on Thursday afternoon, my wife gets out of work, you know, and she's like, how's work? How's Tommy? And I go, oh, I don't know. He left today. She goes, well, how's he doing? I go, I don't.
Yes. Central Florida will change it.
You didn't check in?
No.
Your buddy?
Like she asked, she said, well, what's he doing in Florida? And I go, well, you know, he's, you know, family, visiting everybody. She goes, well, did he get in okay? And I haven't seen him today. So a couple days go by. Saturday, my daughter's got hockey, right? We're sitting around the rink, and my wife goes, how's Tommy doing? I haven't seen him since Wednesday. And she's like, what? So she started, there were four different times over the last 5 days where my wife asked how your trip was going. And I had to explain to her every time, guys don't check in on each other when they're on trips.
No.
Does your wife do this to you, too?
Oh, yeah. She always, and she checks in with people.
Okay.
So, like, we were away, she's checking in with the kids and the grandkids and all that stuff. Yes. Constantly.
Kimmy?
Yeah. I'm a bad person to ask.
Okay. So you
I know people that check in. I am not a I'm usually just like, oh, I'll hear all about it when they get back.
Yeah, if you care.
Unless like I see something went wrong. You know what I mean? Like unless I usually I'll text that person if it's information I feel like they need to know, like gossip of some sort.
Okay.
But I'm not really checking in to ask about their trip.
So like all men leave other men alone on vacation, right? Like that's kind of what vacation is.
Because I know what you're doing.
Thank you.
You're walking around going, this costs this much. This is like triple what I pay at home.
No, like I'm asking my wife, because I started getting frustrated, like, you know, after the third or fourth point, and I'm like, what do you want me to ask him? And she looks at me like I'm stupid, like, how he's doing? I go, well, he's not going to tell me honestly.
No.
Like, if I text you, how's it going? You're going to say,
oh, God.
I'm going to get a thumbs up emoji.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the end of it.
Yeah.
Or like a picture of something inappropriate.
Yeah.
The only thing I texted you the entire time I was gone was one dirty word.
Yes. Yep.
All in caps.
Yep. We talked about that on the air about how we could not even come close. We would be fired immediately for saying the word that you texted us.
Yes. Yeah.
But like I personally when I go on a trip, I don't want to hear from anyone.
Yeah. No, back yeah, at you're home. You're
that's
going
why you're on a trip.
Tune out.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I got nothing for you.
Yes.
I have nothing for you.
So, but
nothing happening at the Ramada Inn today.
So 252-WCMF, what are you women texting each other when you're checking in when you're on vacation? Because I can't imagine when you're on vacation, you ladies want that.
Well, I mean, I've received texts from people on vacation, like a picture, like if my parents go on some like amazing trip, yeah. Like they'll text really beautiful pictures to, I guess, make you feel bad about
okay.
it.
Yeah, there
know.
You go. Yeah.
But that's really the only time I communicate with somebody while they're on vacation.
So let's talk about that, because that is a dick move.
It is.
Isn't it?
It is. But everybody does it. Maybe it's just to me. I don't know.
No,
you're
look
right.
Look at this beautiful place.
That you're not at and will never go to.
Exactly. And like, I look super happy. You look super happy sending me that picture. Meanwhile, like, I'm in the rain and the cold and my kids are yelling at me and my wife is asking me how you're doing and I don't really care, right? Like, oh.
We're having a fabulous time.
I don't understand. I don't get this idea of like, we have to stay connected because, like, you know, you're a good friend of mine. Like, even my brother. I'm not texting my brother. I'm not texting my parents.
No.
Just go do your thing. Go enjoy yourself. And she could not wrap her head around the idea that we were not in constant contact,
updating you on what we're doing every second of the day.
And past that, right? Let's say you were doing something fabulous.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to give me every detail of the fabulous thing you're doing? Because now you're taking away from the fabulous thing you're doing by explaining the fabulous thing
you're
doing.
You're not doing it.
Exactly. Thank you.
But my wife wants those updates, man.
Okay.
And she wants to send them out and send the pictures out. And talk to her friends and the kids and all that stuff. I don't want to talk to anybody.
I'd like to make a proposal. And I'm serious. Like, if anyone from Apple is listening, give me a vacation mode for my phone.
Oh. Where,
well, like, I can just flip a toggle. Yeah. You know, like when you go into sleep mode, like if somebody calls you, it doesn't answer your...
Or like airplane mode where you just kind of lock it up.
Okay, that's not... No, okay.
No?
Well, airplane mode, I can't get a hold of anybody because I'm on airplane mode.
Well, unless you're on Wi-Fi. Then you can do all the things on your phone.
See, this is getting super convoluted.
So what do you want to just shut your phone down?
This is what happens when technology man tries to jump
technology
in technology
man.
Conversation.
Well, she jumped in too.
Well, no, because but you started.
She said you're on Wi-Fi if you want to pay for it.
You got quiet jazz coming from your watch that you can't hear, don't know where it's coming from, and for some reason.
If we didn't fix Tommy's phone, we wouldn't have been able to get a hold of him anyways.
That's true.
There would have been no point in texting him.
Yes.
What I'm getting at is, are you familiar with sleep mode on your phone?
No.
Okay. So you can press a button where I'm sleeping, and if somebody calls you, the phone doesn't ring, the texts don't go.
Oh, I just put it on, is that like silent mode?
Do not disturb.
Do not disturb mode, yes.
Oh, that thing.
All right. If you put it on silent mode, the phone will never ring. If you put it on do not disturb, they have to call you multiple times like it's an emergency, and then the phone will ring eventually.
So I'm on silent.
Okay.
I run silent, run deep.
Part of the deep silent state?
Yes.
Give me a vacation mode where you have to call me three times. For the phone, or text me three times for it to even get to me. Like, in that case, it's an emergency.
Oh, it's like
I know.
A chant almost you have to do to, you know, get your attention.
Well, yes.
Yeah,
I mean,
but some people will abuse that power. Like, every time my dad calls me, I think it's an emergency.
He's that guy that just keeps calling?
And it'll be for, like, just because he had a question about something that day.
My favorite thing, and I don't know if your parents do this, they'll call, and you let it go to voicemail because I don't want to deal with it right now. And then they'll text you, call me back.
Yep.
I know that
let
I'm supposed to. Yeah, I know that I'm supposed to call you back because you call me.
Let like, me
I,
know you don't about have to, the level of urgency well, this call
yes,
back
thank
is.
Yes, thank you, because this could either be I can't find the potatoes or mom's dead. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
oh, what's
yes.
the passcode to this?
Yeah, anything in between those two things of like, you know, hey, what shampoo should I use for the dog? Your grandfather died in a horrible flaming car accident. Anything in between those two things. 252-WCMF. Our boy is back. Tommy Mulay is here, and he's giving us all the fantastic details of his family trip down to Florida. I do find it funny. You said there was a nervous moment when you were on the plane when they were introducing the pilots to you?
Yeah. So flying down, I heard the pilots' names, and they weren't pilot names.
Okay. What are not pilot names?
Sonny and JJ were their names, which I believe I have guys named like that on a couple of jazz tunes I listened to. Or I said, these guys, those are the names of the guys that run like fishing charters.
Sonny and JJ's fishing.
Captain Sonny is not a commanding name. And then the other guy's JJ.
What is Sonny short for?
Isn't it just Son? I think your name is just Sonny.
No.
Yeah.
No,
I know people who their name is Sonny.
On the birth certificate, it's
yes.
Sonny.
Well, I think if you look like famous like jazz guys that were Sonny, I think that, there was,
Can we Google what Sonny is short for just to make sure? No, I always thought it was
Sam. Samuel.
Samuel.
Mm-hmm. Well, what other? Think of first name men with an S.
Yeah,
Steve. You got Sam.
Well, it could be like some like you know Italian name like Somalario or something like that.
But that's Sammy.
Well, okay, but you would call yeah, I don't know.
Sammy, baby.
Well, what I'm asking is if he has like a proper name.
Yeah, well,
like,
he didn't use it.
That's what I mean.
I would,
it could be his flying name. His nickname.
Flying Sonny, Flying JJ.
So, like, what name do you need to hear to feel comfortable on a plane? You need, like, a full, no nickname pronunciation?
I like a full, blunt name of a man flying with Dick, Joe, Bob, Mike.
No.
Short, blunt, standard names.
Dick, Joe, and Bob would scare me because those are old guy names, and I don't want an old guy pilot.
Yeah, I like old guy pilot. When I want to, who's the guy that landed in the Hudson?
Sonny.
Sonny.
What,
Sonny?
What
Sully.
The? Sully. That,
Sully.
How about that? Yeah.
Sully.
His name was Sully. Yeah. He landed that plane on the Hudson River.
Yeah, that's true.
You're being a dick.
Yeah, maybe it's almost the opposite. Maybe okay. You want the guy with the nickname.
Do we have a short for...
It says it often stands alone. It okay. could be short for a junior, like somebody called him Sonny his whole life. Or it could also be
but don't
short
they have a JR
for
on there?
Names ending in son, like Emerson, Jackson.
Okay. Blake and Palmer.
Yeah.
It's wait, Sonny.
You're talking about Sonny, 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 and Sonny? No, okay, all right. Wait, the JJ one is what throws
JJ me. Really threw me, man.
Because that would be like, you know, John Jacob or something.
Yeah, but every JJ we do was such a hump. But
maybe that's what's skewing your perception.
Yeah, when you think of that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Are all JJs idiots?
They all waddle.
We only know one waddle in JJ.
Well, are you also thinking
well, we
of-
did.
He waddled himself into the next life.
Are you also thinking of JJ as like a kid name?
Well, that's
like
just
a nickname.
Jimmy JJ Walker. Like a, I mean, that's the only JJs kid. I know, man. I wouldn't want Jimmy JJ Walker, Kid Dynamite, flying me to Melbourne, Florida.
Well, he couldn't even do his bit on the plane. Dynamite to tackle his ass. He's down in the middle of the aisle. No, now that I'm thinking about it, like everyone I knew growing up, so we have the JJ we know mutually. Yeah. Then every other JJ I've ever known was like a total idiot.
Yeah, lovable, but you wouldn't want him taking you anywhere.
Yes, thank you. All right, well, hey, listen, man. Yeah. We're glad you're back.
Yeah. Thank you, Pilot JJ. And so- Captain Sonny.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, sports tickets in our area are very hard to come by.
What are you trying to get?
Well, look, I mean, you want to go to a Bills game for the rest of the season? Good luck.
Yeah.
Yesterday, if you tried to be one of the 40-something thousand some odd people that are going to game one of the World Series in Toronto, yet there is one ticket that is pretty easy to get.
All right.
So easy.
Go to that one.
So easy, in fact, that this franchise is now pulling this move to try and get people in the door.
This sounds like a pretty sad move.
Look, I know fans will be excited about it.
Yeah.
It does have the potential to get maybe dangerous.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, good news. Tommy returns. He's back live here in the break room. The Buffalo Sabres, their two-game win streak came to an end earlier this week.
Damn it.
As soon as you came back to town, the Sabres blew it.
My fault.
And it's no secret, if you're a hockey fan, that finding a ticket to a Sabres game right now, not hard to do.
Yeah.
In fact, the Sabres are doing all they can to get people in the door with the apathy that exists with Sabres fans in the area. So, coming up soon, they are offering one hell of a deal.
What are you going to get?
716 beer night.
Oh, no. This never goes well, man.
$7.
How does that work?
$7.16 for a beer inside the arena.
Okay. So what's a normal... I'm guessing it's a cup of draft beer.
Well, they don't sell you normal ounce? Size. They'll sell you the big ones anywhere between $14 and $20.
So
depending on
where you're.
All right, half price.
This is a hell of a deal. So this is coming up. They're doing their 05-06 reunion night. That's the last time the Sabres had a legitimately contending team.
Yeah.
All right. So this deal is only for pregame. So once the puck drops, you go back to full price.
So does your head.
You will have an hour to buy as many $7.16 beers as possible.
So there are documentaries on these in the past that have gone horribly wrong. The two that come to my mind are the Chicago White Sox and Cleveland also did this one.
Cleveland did 10-cent beer night.
Yeah.
And the White Sox was Disco Demolition.
Yeah, yeah, but similar,
yep.
All the booze you want.
100%. Now, here's the thing. It's only 16-ounce beers, too, so it's not the big-ass ones that you normally get.
Yeah.
But it's still a choice that you've made.
You're going to be sucking some suds, bro.
There is a delicate dance that exists that sports franchises have to figure out when it comes to alcohol prices in the arena. Because, look, there
is... You want to get people in the door. We get that. But you don't want to, you need to keep things calm.
All right, let me put it this way, Kimmy. There is no doubt what beer costs inside of a stadium now.
Oh,
is
yeah, it's
ridiculous.
Liquid gold for them.
Yes, like having to plunk down $18 for a beer at a Bills game is criminal. That is a criminal act. That being said, people still, Tommy, manage to get drunk on $18 beers.
Yeah. Your brain gets warped in terms of pricing. Well, I might as well get two while I'm up here.
Yes, I'm spending...
You get two at a time.
$40 on a six-pack worth of beer. That being said, right, if they were to price the beer inside a stadium like an average beer at a bar or at a grocery store, you'd have people falling out of chairs during the game.
Yeah.
So is it good that beer prices are expensive as they are inside stadiums and arenas?
Well, it keeps the craziness down.
But that's not the design of it. They're trying to make as much money as possible.
Yeah. True.
And they're taking advantage of all of us doing
it. But to your point, it can still happen.
But if it can get really out of control.
And by the way, we say sporting events. It's not just sporting events. Even concert venues now are just crushing you with beer prices knowing that you're going to spend it. 252 WCMF. When you go to a concert, a sporting event, a major thing, do you even notice the drink prices anymore?
Nope.
Well, I mean, they've been shocking for, to the point, 30 years.
Yeah.
And they just keep going up. So I guess that's how it is.
I guess right now I would probably notice if there was a 2 in front of it. Like if it's over 20.
For a beer. That's insane.
That may be when I'm like, I'm still going to buy it, but that's when I actually notice it.
You ain't buying 2?
If it's under 20, I'm like, that sounds normal. I don't know.
She's still buying 2 even if it's 20.
Because let's say your budget for the day at a game is $100.
Yeah. Are you talking ticket or no ticket?
No. In the door, what I'm going to spend.
Okay.
Chachkula is the booze. All right, I'll just drink 4 beers.
Okay, but then you're not eating food.
No.
Right? Because you can't eat food and have 4 beers at $20 a shot.
No.
Like, everyone listening, like if you went to a concert at KeyBank Center, Highmark Stadium, CMAC, Darien, like, can you tell me what you spent on one of those big-ass beers or, like, hard seltzers? Because I got to be honest, to Kimmy's point.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what a beer would have to cost, how high it would get for me to say no if I was in a Bills game.
Yeah, like maybe you would drink less, but you're still going to have one, right?
I don't even know if I drink less.
You don't think?
I'm afraid to know how much they could charge me
yeah.
for me to continue to drink the way that I do.
Because they're going
to
bait you, too. because they're going to give you some kind of souvenir cup.
Yep. Yeah.
Or some kind of novelty cup to like, then you go, well, you get to keep the cup. It's plastic. It'll last forever.
I am a huge sucker for a novelty cup.
That's not surprising.
I have to keep.
Well, you got your ball, the bat.
Beer bat, yep. Yeah. We talked about the beer saber that the Sabres are also doing.
So, I mean, it makes sense, right?
I'm even talking about just the plastic novelty cups. In my basement, I'm not exaggerating. I've collected them my whole life. Every stadium I go to, I have to get all the cups that I can.
What do you do with them?
Which just has the logos on them.
You got it. And then,
or like
you know,
the players, yeah.
All of these things. I'm not exaggerating. I must have 100 of these novelty giant plastic cups. And my wife hates them. They're all in bags.
All wives hate novelty cups.
But I can't get rid of them because I feel like they're like I've earned them.
No, but you can. You can get rid of them.
Well, it's like a travel log of your time around the country wasting money.
Thank you. No, I mean, I drank out of them. I just, you know.
You didn't get alcohol.
But the thing is, like, you got more than just the cup.
Well, yeah.
You have other things. Yeah. Like, you could get rid of the cup.
But I also have the cup. It's so bad when I'm at Red Wings games, they have different cups at different stands. I will go out of my way to go to stands I haven't gone to get the cups.
Ooh, the new cup stand.
Well, yeah, I got to get the Plates cups, the Spikes cups, the Player cups.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
252 WCMF. In an effort to get people out to Sabres game, not only are they doing an 05-06 reunion night coming up, that night they are offering 716 beer, $7.16 a beer. It's for pregame only, so you'll have an hour between they open the doors and the puck drop to get your $7.16 beer. And we're talking about the alcohol prices and the balance that exists.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, if they're going to give you smaller beers if you're...
It says, 16 ounces.
Okay.
Well, that's a standard serving of a beer.
It's actually 4 ounces larger, I believe. Isn't a standard serving 12 ounces?
Yeah, 12-ounce can, you're right, yeah.
So the good news...
What's the good news?
Things have actually started to go the other way across the country when it comes to concession prices.
Oh.
Stadiums across the U.S. have begun to lower beer and food prices in an effort to lure fans back in because, you know, we always joke about, you know, the prices for games are too high and they're pricing the little guy out. It's actually started to happen.
Oh.
Where, like, teams are noticing fans are staying away because
they ain't got it.
Yeah.
And look,
they'll figure out other ways around it. You'll eat before the game, plan to eat after the game. It's like, I'm not eating there because that's way too expensive. You just, your plans shift around.
Well, not to mention, like, the television and multimedia coverage of these games now is so good.
Yeah.
If you don't have to feel the action, the smarter idea is to stay home and watch.
Yes.
I mean, that's, like, such a draw for, like, Red Wings games. Like, just the amount, the variety of food, the price of the food. Mm-hmm. Like, you go there for the food. Like, that's part of the reason you're going. You're going to take in a game, the atmosphere, and you're going to eat dinner. I think, like, they've made it such a great experience for people that there are people that don't even really necessarily care how the game goes, but they just love the experience.
So, to that point, Atlanta, the Mercedes-Benz, whatever it is.
Yeah, Fancy Stadium.
Yep, where the Bills just played. Georgia plays there sometimes. Yeah. They have what they call now fan-first pricing. Hot dogs and sodas are $2.
God damn.
Burgers and fries are $3 to $5. And draft beers inside that stadium are only $5.
How much are Mercedes?
Now, the ticket prices seem higher than other places. But, I mean, it is a way to justify spending the money to go to the game.
And that's pretty cheap.
You're also going to get in earlier to go take advantage of the cheaper concessions. I could eat dinner here and actually not kill myself.
It always blows me away that when golf comes around and they show you the Masters, that they haven't raised their food prices in, like, ever. So it's just this, but it's like weak food. It's nothing really great. It's like a
hot dog.
It's like an egg and cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
And like chips and like a beer, but it's all cheap.
It's like $1.25. Yeah,
it's
right?
insane. But you're like looking at the greatest sporting event in golf, right?
All right, maybe we're complaining too much living in upstate New York. JT writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, Madison Square Garden last week for Lainey Wilson.
Ooh, I like country music.
Tequila shot and Tito's and soda, $65.
Okay, man. If you're going to be shot boy at a goddamn stadium, you're a dick.
I'll never understand the liquor, like the person that has to seek out the actual bar at a stadium. I'm like, just why?
But they're becoming.
I mean, my dad does it.
They're becoming more prominent. Yeah. Like, I don't ever remember.
Because they know, like, guys like this dude want to do a shot.
Well, like, even the Bills will sell you a shot of booze in hot chocolate now from the beer stand.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
And it comes in a souvenir cup.
Well, look at that.
It's the one thing I won't do because I'm not drinking hard liquor inside a Bills game.
Yeah.
Bill writes us, the Red Wings had 25-cent beer night at Silver Stadium back in the day. I never remembered the end of that game.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
that
course.
Seems dangerous.
Even the beers now, like I remember, like, this is bad. Don't do this. The beers inside Innovative Field are so affordable. When I had like 21, 22 years old, me and my buddies, nothing to do on a Friday night.
Yeah.
We would just go and get obliterated at these games.
Yeah, you weren't getting laid. Go to get drunk. What? Watch a game.
You getting laid at a baseball game?
Well, you had your buddy. I don't know if he's into that.
Well, I could drink myself into that.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, no one is arguing what this woman is accused of, that it's okay.
Okay.
Right? You can't just abandon animals when you don't want them anymore. But there are questions.
Mm.
In fact, there are more people who technically own these things
that
may not see them all day long than people who, like, know where they are at all times. So why don't those people get in any trouble?
Oh, okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy?
This story comes to us from Wayne County.
What happened?
A 19-year-old woman from Henrietta has been arrested after police say she abandoned a cat.
A cat?
Yes.
I didn't think you could.
Well, the way she did it made it pretty obvious she was abandoning it.
Okay.
At least according to police. Authorities say the 19-year-old adopted the cat from Lollipop Farm, but then was unable to care for it.
Oh.
They say she then drove the cat from Henrietta all the way out to Arcadia in Wayne County. She put the cat in a box. She left a note, and she took off.
Wait, where did she leave this box?
Yeah.
Don't know. Just random. There's, on a road, like, I guess.
So it's in a box with a note.
With a note on the side of the road in Arcadia. Why not just take the cat back to Lollipop Farm?
Yeah, I don't know. Great
question.
How
about just open your front door? They tend to know what they're doing. Like, I've never seen a cat lost.
Okay.
Dogs look lost. Uh-huh. Dogs look scared, cold. Cats look like, I'm homeless now. Well, big deal. What are you going to do about
it? Not if it's lived indoors its whole life, though, right?
I'm kind of with Tommy on this.
They just truck around.
But let's say your goal was to just let the cat go. It's going to come back because that's where it
Maybe it comes back and eats a rat and drops it off at your door. I don't know. But cats seem to have it figured out. Like, they seem to are the one domesticated animal that switches back to nature automatically.
I don't know if that's true.
All right, but let's walk through this.
Because
maybe Kimmy's right. Probably not. If you were Kimmy to stop paying attention to your dog, stop feeding them, all that stuff, they die. They need us to live.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cats, on the other hand, There are things that are called outdoor cats.
Yeah, they prowl. Yeah. They look around.
Like,
yeah.
There are people that have cats that don't see their cats for days.
Yeah, they come back.
You got it. Like, people all of a sudden sometimes have a new cat because that outdoor cat decides this is where I want to live now, and now they have a new cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't, to your point, I didn't know it was even possible to abandon a cat.
Right.
What is the difference between outdoor cat an abandoned cat?
Well, I guess, nothing. Like, again, that cat, like, it grew up its whole life with somebody feeding it and it doesn't have any, like, because I know, like, one problem, and I don't know if they still do this, but when people used to get their cats declawed, like, now you've given the cat no chance of survival because it can't catch or eat anything.
Okay,
yeah, you took its knives away, I get it. But, like, if it's got claws and teeth, I think it runs around and eats whatever it sees.
It's got teeth, Tony.
I don't know.
All right, serious question. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the difference between abandoned cat and outdoor cat? Mm. Like, are there certain types of cats that are outdoor cats and certain types of cats that aren't? Do you have to train your cat to be an outdoor cat versus an indoor cat?
Aren't they already trained? Isn't every animal trained outside?
Well,
then we drag
it's
them inside and make them into little humans?
Yeah, but not, I guess, if it's lived its whole life inside.
All right.
Yeah, to her point.
I don't know. We don't know what kind of life this cat lived before Lollipop Farm.
To her point, like, I mean, you know, all dogs were at one point.
Yeah.
Wolves.
Right? Yeah, yeah, right. But, like, yeah, I can't let Biscuit
not
out.
Not so much mine.
Yeah, my.
I've always been blown away, like, how cats are. Because, like, to your point, you don't really have to worry about them.
Okay, let's not try and spin this because you realize you said something maybe mean.
What? I didn't say anything.
Well, no, we know that you hate cats.
I'm not a cat guy.
And you don't get people who like cats.
That I don't get it. There are better choices. If you're looking for companionship, there's better choices than a bitchy animal that doesn't really like you.
So, like, the idea of you saying, like, I don't care if a cat ends up not coming home, that's not really,
I think they figure it out, man.
Look, I'm with you. I'm with you. I didn't know that this was a charge you could face because cats are good being cats outside.
Yeah.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Nick. Hey, Nick, help us out here, buddy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Maybe the cat was a kitten, therefore couldn't
fend for itself.
Okay.
Which would also explain why it was kind of stuck in the box.
Okay, but then why would you give a kitten away? Like, kittens seem pretty easy to take care of, don't they?
Yeah, they're pretty base.
I don't know, because some people are cruel.
But, like, this woman, that's the weird thing about it. Nick, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the
day. Yeah, she went and got a cat.
Yeah, I know. That's the weird part.
Right?
Well, she did, but what I'm saying is if she was cruel, like Tommy said, she could have just, like, you know, driven out somewhere, put it somewhere, and let it go and never come back.
Scoop.
She put it in a box. She put a note there. Like, she obviously wanted someone to take it. She went about it the wrong way.
Sure,
I'm not saying that she should have done this. But it shows that she had empathy,
yeah,
sympathy.
But she also drove it out a ways.
Yeah,
that's
that
what's
make sense.
Interesting. To me.
Like, many cat areas were passed.
Yes, which makes me feel like it may have been in a place where it's possible nobody ever found the cat.
But she's a 19-year-old kid, too.
All right, well, that's not an excuse.
No, I know it's not an
19.
Excuse, but 19, you do a lot of dumb stuff.
I love how you go, I know it's not an excuse, as you made it an excuse for her in the situation.
I mean, she's a kid. She could be dumb a little bit, you know, broke. Too broke for a cat.
Couldn't afford a free cat.
No, she couldn't.
252-WCMF. We're talking about this 19-year-old woman from Henrietta. She has been arrested after police say when she adopted a cat from a Lollipop Farm, all of a sudden she wasn't able to care for it. She took the cat, drove it all the way out to Arcadia in Wayne County, put the cat in a box with a note, and took off. We don't know what the note said. We don't know how she was identified, but she was caught.
Or where the cat was placed.
Do not know where the cat was placed. She was charged with abandonment of animals. She has a court date coming up. But Tommy and I, as not cat people, are trying to figure out what's the difference between cat abandonment and outdoor cat, because it kind of sounds like the same thing.
Yeah, because let's say I had a ferret, right?
Yeah.
And
they do say pets start to look like their own.
Yes. So I say, I'm sick of this ferret.
Okay.
I just let it go. If I find out, like, I abandon a ferret or I abandon a turtle, am I in trouble?
Yeah, ferret,
they're animals that were that don't have those skills because they weren't raised in the wild.
Not to mention,
and I don't know if a ferret, like, can survive in the wild. Like, I don't know. Do they need to be warm?
I don't think badass wilderness ferrets got a shot. I think it gets eaten too. Like, some animals are just born to be eaten.
But that's cruel. Like, you
it's
realize
not cruel.
That? I mean, it was something that was a pet at one point.
Yeah, I'm not with you on that. I would like
hamster.
To step
don't
away.
Just, let's say I had a hamster.
Yeah, obviously that thing's gonna die in like 2 seconds.
But they're designed
you're
to
just
be eaten.
You're feeding it to the wild,
right? And that's why they're there. They're just like the punk asses in
a
food chain, man. They're just like a bowl of popcorn.
I guess you're not giving it a chance because it didn't.
What chance of goddamn half a rat got in the wilderness.
That's her point. That's why you can't cut it loose.
There you go, man.
What chance a goddamn half a rat have in the wilderness?
If you don't
so
want
great
it,
to have you
just
back.
Just bring it to, like, you know, your local shelter or whatever. Don't let it go in the woods.
I can't believe I didn't know.
I don't even know where ferrets are native to. Like, are they, where do they?
Oh, the ferret region
normally?
Of Russia. They look
like,
Russian,
again,
don't
like,
they?
Do,
yeah, they do.
Are they normally in, like, warm climates? I don't know.
We could Google. I would like to know now too. 252-WCMF, I see you guys sitting on hold. I want to read this message from Jesse on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. The difference between an abandoned cat and an outdoor cat, one got left in a box with a note and the other is a cat. 252-WCMF, I get the feeling Megan's going to feel differently.
All Megans love cats.
Megan, are you a cat lover?
I'm a cat lover. I that's not my first choice of animals, but I do have a cat, and it's an indoor-outdoor cat.
Okay.
It comes in and out whenever it wants, but there are
hence the in and the outdoor.
You were saying, I'm sorry.
Feral cats that are always outdoors and don't live inside and fend for themselves just fine. What?
Wait, say that one more time. I'm sorry.
They're feral cats.
Okay.
That are outdoor cats. That are not really human friendly, but are round and they fend for themselves just fine.
Slutty
I have
cat.
A horse farm, and many cat people use cats for as barn cats just to keep the rodent population down.
Okay,
but they're not really interactive with people themselves.
Don't look at that cat. Keep your eyes off that pussy cat.
Don't mess with that cat.
Megan, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Where are ferrets from?
Europe, North Africa, and Western Asia. Fun fact.
So, warm climates then?
Mm. Okay. Yes, yeah.
All right.
So, don't let your ferret in the
hot
woods.
Rat coming through.
You know, it is weird going back to this whole cat story.
Yeah.
What owning a cat consists of, because it's really the only animal you can let go wander wherever it wants, and it's still your pet. Can you name another animal that you don't have to keep fenced in or behind a door that will come back to you?
Yeah.
Kimmy?
An animal that won't come back to
other
you?
Other than a cat. Like, you know, a cat, nobody has a fence for a cat.
You don't have to manage a cat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have experience with other types of pets, so I couldn't tell you.
But I can't think of, like, if you own a hawk, I don't know why you own a hawk, or a parrot. Like, a parrot, you can't just let it go fly around.
Like a pigeon, maybe, or something like that?
But no, you got to clap the pigeon back. Well, you have to make it come back.
Yeah, teach it.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought animals kind of always return to, like, where they're fed.
Well, there's
for the
an
most
idea.
Part.
There's
what the heat is.
The idea behind that, but if that was the case, you wouldn't fence in your dog.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe it comes back.
Yeah, but a dog is a thing you invite into your house that only knows how to make bad decisions.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all they know how to do. Like, you brought a dog in a house. If you didn't watch it for an hour, it's dead. It's already eaten all the chocolate it could find.
Yeah, it's a fair statement. But then what's a cat? I mean, it's the same thing.
But cats are smart.
Are they smart?
They're not needy.
I would disagree with that. I would.
Cats are very independent. Dogs are clingy.
Okay.
They are.
It is weird that in this room you're the only one that's had a cat.
And you hate cats.
I know.
But you dress like you don't hate cats. Like you dress you dress like a man.
There should be a cat in your lap right now.
He's dressed, Kimmy, like a man gone to the airport to judge a cat festival. Like you're gonna get in your tuxedo.
That guy works across the street.
Oh, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Jake. Jake said, my mom had an indoor cat. The cat got out. Didn't find it for 2 weeks. It then became an outdoor cat and just kept coming around. I think all cats eventually learn how to be outdoor
cats. They do.
Okay, but
maybe,
again, we don't,
I don't
have
know.
Any science. Will you Google if there are breeds of cats that can't be outdoor cats? What's that big, stupid, fluffy-looking one?
I think that's the Persian cat. That's like, the one you see in the TV ads a lot. It looks beautiful, right?
Okay, see, you're judging cats.
I mean, it looks like a throw pillow with eyes.
You are a closet cat lover.
Not really.
It's beautiful, gorgeous Persian. It's got those beautiful eyes. Look
at
the
melt.
Look at the mane on it.
Yeah, it seems like there's like cats with like shorter fur, so it wouldn't keep them as warm.
Okay.
The Persian cat, Siamese cats.
So those aren't outdoor cats, or they
are? Yeah, it says they should not be outdoors.
Oh.
Okay.
The Sphinx.
Those are too pretty.
Those are like the hairless cats.
The sphincter cat.
The Sphinx cat.
No, so like, are those cats that were like bred to be those cats, and the rest of them are just like regular cats that can go be cats?
Maybe.
Okay.
I think it's more of the survival thing with like not being warm. They don't have the thick fur.
What I mean is, I guess what I'm trying to figure out, like, there are dogs that exist that aren't that far away from, like, what dogs were.
Yeah, like hunting dogs.
You got it.
Mountain dogs.
Huskies.
Yeah, where those dogs, if you let them loose, they'd probably be able to survive. Whereas, like, you know, my Basset Hound or my Chorky, those were dogs that were, like, made into dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Through years
of
inbreeding.
Yeah, breeding, right.
Exactly. So, like, if Biscuit got loose.
They're like the royal family of dogs. Where's me kibble?
But, like, I'm confident my dogs have been so inbred, there's no way that either of them will know how to survive if they get out of the house.
They don't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Biscuit, my Basset Hound, will watch the garage door close on his head. All right, let's take a break.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.